NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we're Cindy. Yeah, we're talking about our EP on Long Player.
How long has this been kind of in the works?
Roy, maybe 3 years ago. You didn't even sing the song, eh? You just asked me to write some lyrics for one of your songs.
Yeah, so I wrote a song which is 10 Hour Love, but it was just kind of, I was just fucking around, and then I got a feeling to write lyrics, and then it became that song, and then we released it under a secret, under Cindy, but it was kind of just a joke and made up, and we pretended to be two girls from Howick, and then it turned into what it is now with James and Fred.
That is so funny, because I do remember Cindy from Howick when you first released Slow Burning.
Yeah, Slow Burning is 10 Hour Love now. But yeah, I was just we're just having a laugh, really.
It was interesting, the people messaging us just wanting to know who we were, you know? That was quite funny, people just wanted to know who we were, rather.
And Scott would refer to both of us as numbers, and it would always be a different number, so Scott just confused people, really.
So, but we'd get messages and just be people not really, I don't know if they really cared about the music or whatever, but they just wanted to know who we were. It's pretty funny.
It's almost like an episode of Catfish.
that was kind of the bug, I reckon. It was so fun. It was so fun to do that to people.
We booked this tour and coming to Japan, and we didn't even have any songs. And we didn't even have a, we really didn't even have a band. So we got asked to do this tour from the King Brothers, just from my history with them. He asked if I wanted to come over and do a tour. And we had just started, Cindy playing as a band. And we might have had, two songs. But it really made us, all the songs that we play now, we probably wrote in 2 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks, we just would rehearse and then write 2 songs.
We only had 2 or 3 months to prepare for coming to Japan, and our set's still not even long enough, so we just play all the songs really long.
Oh my god, that sounds so hectic. The first track that we're talking about is 10 Hour Love. I guess we kind of already got a little bit of the story behind it. Is there anything, is there any meaning behind the song?
Yeah, it's I was going through pulled pork, slow cooking pork. So that's actually the inspiration. I think when I wrote the lyrics, I was actually cooking pork at my house. So it's actually just about slow cooking love.
Yeah.
Opening was a song that I wrote maybe like 5 years ago, but it was, I wanted to play it with Cool Runnings, but it didn't end up happening, so we just used it as like, we're just trying to fill up time in the set, so I suggested that we play that, and everyone seemed to like it, so we played that, but it's just about the first time I smoked meth. I'm not like a crackhead and I don't smoke meth. It was just, I smoked meth once and that's what it's about.
James wrote this song, and it was the first song that we wrote as a band. James brought to, and we play as a band, and it's my favourite one. Just nice and catchy, and just about going to the beach, I guess.
I used to go down with my baby.
we just started jamming that, and literally just the band started playing it, and then that pretty much is how we write the lyrics, whatever just comes out.
This is the fourth track, and it's called L. And it's called I'll Be There.
James actually sings that song, so once again, that's just what was happening in his brain at rehearsal. So yeah, he just sang that. So
I'm real sorry, but like, we're probably the most boring, like, made up band ever.
I feel like the Cindy could be a cool, like, there could be a cool doco, like a movie, like, on you guys.
It's like a Spinal Tap.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. The New Zealand Spinal Tap.
I
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.